Good morning. It is Tuesday, the 28th of April, 2026. This is The Continental, Europe's morning AI brief. I am Charlotte, best with a croissant. Four items today. Two news beats from Amsterdam and Berlin. One Brussels policy update. And an editor's view from London. First, from our Amsterdam bureau, Eva Janssen reports. ASML lifted its 2026 revenue guidance on the 15th of April to between 36 and 40 billion euros, up from a previous range of 34 to 39 billion. Quarter one net sales came in at 8.8 billion euros, with net income of 2.8 billion. Chief Executive Christophe Fouquet told investors that demand for chips is, in his phrase, outpacing supply, and that customers are already extending capacity expansion conversations beyond 2026. The number behind the upgrade is the order intake at TSMC, Samsung, and Intel Foundry, all of whom are building leading-edge capacity for hyperscaler AI workloads. Each EUV system ships at roughly 200 million euros. The high NA generation that began deliveries late last year sits closer to 400 million. For European AI procurement teams, the read is simple. Inference capacity will stay tight through 2027. Plan multi-year cloud AI contracts on that basis. The full piece is at arineurope.com. Next, from our Berlin bureau, Sebastian Müller reports. Cohere and Aleph Alpha confirmed on the 24th of April that the Toronto company will acquire its Heidelberg-based counterpart, Schwarz Group, the parent of Lidl and Kaufland, will lead the combined Series E with 500 million euros of structured financing. The transaction values the new entity at roughly $20 billion. Cohere takes 90% of the merged company. The deal was witnessed in Berlin by the Canadian and German digital ministers, slotted under the Canada-Germany Sovereign Technology Alliance signed earlier this year. That framing converts a private acquisition into a state-aligned sovereignty play. The harder question is what this does to the working definition of European sovereign AI. With Aleph Alpha now under foreign control with German blessing, Mistral remains the only large European foundation model lab whose center of gravity sits firmly inside EU jurisdiction. The deal is conditional on regulatory and shareholder approval, with closing expected in the second half of 2026. Now, from Brussels. The General Purpose AI Code of Practice has fewer than 14 weeks left as a discussion document. On the 2nd of August, the European AI Office begins enforcement of the code's underlying provisions, Articles 53 and 55 of the AI Act. Three chapters. The first, transparency, requires every general purpose model provider to publish an Annex 12 documentation pack covering training data, evaluation methodology, intended uses, and known limitations. The second, copyright, requires a sufficiently detailed training data summary, plus an opt-out policy that honors machine-readable signals, including robots' .txt directives. The third chapter, safety and security, applies only to systemic risk models, defined under Article 51 as models trained with more than 10 to the 25th floating point operations. Signatories there must operate a pre-deployment risk assessment, ongoing evaluation against agreed risk taxonomies, and an incident reporting line to the AI office. The code is voluntary. The alternative is a bilateral compliance dialogue with the AI office, in writing, against a clock. Every meaningful provider with European exposure has signaled an intent to align. The transparency template is expected from the AI office in May. Compliance teams that wait for it will find themselves competing for legal and technical capacity in June and July. Move now. And finally, the editor's view from London. James Whitfield writes, "The Match Act, the bipartisan US bill broadening export controls into deep ultraviolet lithography, is being read in Brussels and The Hague through the wrong lens. The default European view is that broader US restrictions weaken American influence over China. That reading is half right and entirely the wrong direction of travel for European policy. ASML is the only EUV supplier in the world. the Dutch government's negotiating weight in trilateral export control talks should be proportionate to that monopoly. It is not. Each successive round of US-led control has been written in Washington, signed in The Hague after the fact, and presented to Brussels as a coordination outcome rather than a co-decision. The Match Act's drafting moment is the right moment for The Hague to put export control governance on the agenda. Whether the new Dutch coalition has the appetite is the open question. That is the case to make in Brussels, not the case against. That is the Continental for Tuesday, the 28th of April. 6 articles published this morning at ineurope.com. We are back tomorrow at 7:30, Brussels time.